My parents got divorced, and my dad got a new family. I just don't know where I fit in anymore.
This must be so hard for you. But remember, God will always be right there for you. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're listening today. My name is Zach. There's nothing anyone can say that will make it easy to go through your parents' divorce. But even when you don't know where you belong, remember that God is always there for you. Just listen to Romans 8:39. It says, "Nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed to us in Christ Jesus our Lord." And now our story for this Sunday. It's entitled, A Deeper Love. Tears ran down Michaela's cheeks as Dad drove off. She pulled away from her mother and ran down the street. She heard Mom call her name, but she ran faster. Today was the worst day of her life. Earlier that morning, Mom and Dad had sat on opposite ends of the couch and calmly spoke the words that tore her world apart. "We still love you, Michaela. We just can't live together anymore." The words had pierced her heart. Michaela finally stopped running and sat on a swing in the neighborhood park. She could no longer cry. She felt empty. As the weeks went by, Michaela's life fell into a new pattern. After school on weekdays, she and her mother cooked dinner and spent the evenings together. On Fridays, her father picked her up after school and she went to his apartment for the weekend. They had fun, but it just wasn't the same as having him home. One Friday, Michaela's father called to say he couldn't come. After that, Dad sometimes came and sometimes he didn't. When he told her she was going to have a new family, he was going to get married, and she would have stepbrothers and a stepsister, she wasn't quite sure where she fit in anymore. A few weeks later, Michaela agreed to go to church with Mrs. Mason, who lived next door. The lesson was about the love of God. Michaela listened as the pastor talked. "Love comes and goes," thought Michaela. "One day you're a family, and the next you're lost somewhere in the middle." Tears began to well up, and when the sermon was over and everyone got up to leave, she stayed in her seat. "What's wrong, Michaela?" asked Mrs. Mason. "Love's not like what the pastor said," Michaela replied. "Dad doesn't love us like that." "God's love isn't like human love," said Mrs. Mason gently. "God loves his children perfectly, and nothing can separate them from his love. He will always be there for them, no matter what." "Are you sure?" asked Michaela. "It would be wonderful to be loved like that," she thought. "Yes," said Mrs. Mason. "Why don't you and your mother come over for lunch, and I'll tell you more about it." Well, how about you? Have you been disappointed by your family or friends? God will never fail you. He loves you much more deeply than friends or family members or even parents do. He loves you so much that he sent his son Jesus to die for you. His love never changes. So trust in Jesus today so that you can know his unfailing love. For more information on what it means to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission first. Then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse today is Romans 8:39.
Nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
And our key thought for Sunday, God's love doesn't change. The Keys for Kids stories are a lot of fun for me to read to you every day. And if you want to share them with a friend or someone in your family, here's an idea. Your parents can sign up to get the stories in their email at keysforkids.org/subscribe. When you hear a Keys for Kids story you like, ask Mom or Dad to send the email with that story to your friend. Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.